Will you be buying Girl Scout cookies this year? Or are you thinking twice because of a call for a boycott of Girl Scout cookies by some pro-life groups, including Pro-Life Wisconsin? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, February 7th. We'll get a response to the so-called cookie cot this half hour from a spokesperson for the Girl Scouts in Wisconsin, and we'll welcome your reactions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We did invite a spokesperson from Pro-Life Wisconsin to join us today to explain its position, which has to do with a concern that the Girl Scouts are too closely affiliated to pro-choice politicians and organizations, but our invitation was declined. We also contacted the national organizers of the cookie boycott, and they said they were unavailable. So we will welcome your questions and reactions for our guest from the Girl Scouts at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is Lee Snodgrass, Communications Director for the Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Well, as mentioned, we did not get a spokesperson for the organizers of this cookie cot, but as far as you know, what caused this call for a boycott?
It's hard to say. What GSUSA believes is that in December, towards the end of the year, they retweeted a link to a Huffington Post article, which was about fierce women in the news for 2013, women leaders. And GSUSA retweeted the link and said, "Who would you nominate?" And because of the variety of women that were listed or nominated in this Huffington Post article, several of them were people who Pro-Life Wisconsin felt were too closely linked to some sort of abortion rights in some way. And so that sort of started the entire, you know, attention onto this.
Yeah. So what is your reaction when you heard that there was a call for a boycott?
Actually, my reaction was I wasn't all that surprised. Unfortunately, at this time of year, when cookies are for sale and our organization is in the news, a lot of times, you know, some politically motivated organizations do try to get themselves in the news by attaching themselves to our organization in some way, and calling for a boycott is a good way for them to do that. It's obviously not anything that has any merit. We are a nonprofit and non-political organization. Our membership base is very diverse. We have people of all different ages and religious beliefs and political beliefs, and we certainly, as an organization ourselves and as a national organization, would not want to alienate our membership base. So we really stay out of political issues.
You are talking with us from my hometown of Appleton, isn't that right?
Right. Wisconsin actually has 4 Girl Scout councils. There's 112 councils nationwide, and we're one of the 4. And we cover the 58 counties, sort of northern Wisconsin, the Appleton, Green Bay, Eau Claire, Michigan's UP, Wausau. And then there's one in actually in Sheboygan area, the Manitou Council. There's one in the Madison area, which is Badgerland near you. And then, of course, we have Girl Scouts of the Southeast region, which is the Milwaukee area.
Well, in the spirit of full disclosure, I spent a few years in Appleton as a Girl Scout selling Girl Scout cookies. And seems to me I was raising money so we could go to Camp Victoray, I think. It was?
Well, the camp now is Camp Birch Trails, and it's up in Irma, Wisconsin. That's the one in our council. We also have a day camp, Winnicomac and Kaukauna. But actually, yes, a lot of girls do use their money that they make in the cookie sale to help them pay for camp. It's a great opportunity for them to raise money for lots of program opportunities, whether it be camp or you know, a trip to the PAC to see a Broadway show, or we just recently had a fiber arts festival in the Eau Claire region that a lot of girls attended. So the cookie money does get used for that type of thing.
And it seems to me that in my years when I was a Girl Scout, we never once talked about the issue of abortion.
No. you know, we are a youth-serving organization, and our council, as well as the National Council, believes that any issues of a sensitive nature, abortion, birth control, reproductive rights, anything like that, is very much a private issue and is between a girl and her caregiver. We wouldn't dream of having any programming or any discussions with a girl about those things.
Yeah. Now, are the Girl Scouts selling right now? Are they getting any backlash because of this call for a boycott?
Our council started our sale at the end of January, and it does run through March 23rd. Right at the end of February and in the beginning or in March, we have what's called cookie booth sales, where the product is actually in hand, and then girls as a troop will go to different businesses that's been prearranged, and they'll sell those cookies directly there. So far, you know, luckily we were about halfway through our door-to-door sales program when the supposed boycott was mentioned. So we've done, you know, great so far, and we've actually had a lot of people calling us and saying, hey, I'd like to order more to show my support for you. There's a little bit of a concern as we move into the booth sale time period. We just want to make sure that these girls are protected and not involved, and we want to make sure that nobody's approaching them as they're in these public locations and trying to engage them in a dialogue about this.
Yeah. Are the Girl Scouts closely affiliated in any way with organizations like Planned Parenthood?
Absolutely not. The rule, so to speak, is that any Girl Scout Council can partner with community organizations as they like. You know, we often will partner, let's say, with a university or the Barlow Planetarium for an event on science or STEM. So certainly, a individual council, if they chose, can partner with anybody in a community. But because, you know, Planned Parenthood is sort of an organization that has a lot of polarizing opinions about it, there aren't any councils who would really touch that with a 10-foot pole. So nobody partners with organizations that we believe would cause our membership to be uncomfortable. So we're very careful about when we make relationships with members, with businesses or other organizations in the community. We try to be very careful about making sure that it's something that would not be polarizing.
Yeah. So what was it, a mistake for the Girl Scouts to retweet this Huffington Post article on high-profile women in leadership positions if it included politicians like Elizabeth Warren or Wendy Davis or Hillary Clinton?
You know, I think it's so innocent that it's hard to say that was a mistake. I mean, one of the big components of Girl Scout programming is leadership, and talking to girls about what makes a leader, you know, what are leadership qualities, and sometimes just even, you know, seeing women in the news is a good chance for us to start a discussion with the girls. You know, why do you think she's a leader? You know, what is she doing that exemplifies leadership qualities? So, you know, I wouldn't go so far as to say it's a mistake. It's a very innocent link to a benign article that's talking about, you know, women who've accomplished things in their field.
We are talking with Lee Snodgrass. She is communications director for the Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. And we wonder what you think about this call to boycott Girl Scout cookies. Are you going to buy or are you going to boycott? Do you think this boycott is off base or does it have any merit? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Pro-life groups, including Pro-Life Wisconsin, are calling for a boycott of Girl Scout cookies because they say the organization is too closely linked to pro-choice politicians and organizations. Our guest in this half hour disagrees with that. She is telling us the Girl Scouts side of the story. Lee Snodgrass is communications director for the Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. And we have a full line, so let's go to the phones. Elizabeth in Oshkosh is with us. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for taking my call this morning. I was a Girl Scout troop leader for 4 years during my undergrad at UWO, and spending time with those young girls, you know, it really makes me sad to think that people would boycott the Girl Scout cookies during this time, because that money really does help improve the lives of some of these girls with the leadership opportunities and the chance to go to camp. So it just really makes me sad to think that somebody would be taking these opportunities away from the children. And I will definitely be buying cookies because I can't go without my Thin Mint.
And I'm wondering if you're seeing any of that, Lee, people not only continuing to buy, but some people buying more than they might otherwise.
Yes, we've been very fortunate. We've actually had a number of calls to our offices. We've had people dropping by. We've had, you know, people on our Facebook page saying that, you know, gosh, I think I need another box of Thin Mints or Caramel Delight. So we're really hoping that you know, this works in our favor and that people will realize that we're a really great program with a noble mission and continue to support us through the cookie sale.
All right. Well, I love Thin Mints, too, but don't you have some new ones this year?
We do. This year's new cookie is a cranberry citrus crisp, and it's described as a breakfast cookie. It does have quite a high whole grain content, so you can have your cookies and not feel too guilty.
That sounds good. Ellen in Portage is with us. Hello, Ellen.
Hello. I just want to say a couple of things. First, I'm a moderate, but I lean to the fact that abortion shouldn't be birth control. But with that said, I think it's really not a serious boycott if they won't show up and discuss it. And I think that children need to be taught how to be intolerant. Children are intolerant. They play with anything. So I think people out there need to let the children be the children, let this organization teach girls how to lead and be strong. And I don't believe that just because you guys might, in a very shirt-string way, be tied to anything that could be political, they should boycott. I mean, keep the politics out of the children. It doesn't work. It just teaches them the wrong type of thing that this organization shouldn't be teaching the people or the children. That's just my comment.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Lee, your thoughts on how the Girl Scouts themselves are reacting to this?
The Girl Scouts, the girls who are scouts, mm-hmm. fortunately, are not exposed to this, unless they're an older girl and perhaps, you know, she's on social media, et cetera. But most of the girls that we have are, you know, the bulk of our membership base is sort of the kindergarten through fifth grade level, and they are not exposed to this. And, you know, it would be unless an individual troop leader decided to mention it to them. We do have a flyer for anybody who might have been having problems about, you know, where does the Girl Scout cookie money go, that we've made available to our volunteers if they run into problems while they're out there selling. And we've asked our volunteers and our parents to make sure and they let us know if their girls are having any sort of engagement with people on this issue, because it's just not appropriate to talk to girls about these issues.
Yeah. Well, I'll say that all of the comments on our Facebook page have been in support of the Girl Scouts. Perhaps the only somewhat negative comment was from David on Facebook, who says that he's sure that people who are posting and listening to this show right now are already boycotting something because of their politics, and that, you know, this outrage over the cookie cot is a faux outrage. I mean, do you have any problem with people boycotting things over politics?
Personally, no. I think that's with everybody's right to choose to buy or not buy. I guess, you know, I would say if you don't want to buy Girl Scout cookies, then say no thank you. There's no reason to make it an issue that causes girls to ask prematurely difficult questions of their parents at the door.
Sarah in Madison is with us now. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Yes, what do you think about this?
I was a Girl Scout, and I remember selling cookies, and I can't even imagine if some kind of political swing had come into the mix. It's not right. The target of the boycott doesn't make sense. The girls are the ones who benefit from the program, from the leadership development, and they should not be punished for what people far beyond their years are concerned about.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to buy more cookies.
What are you going to buy, Sarah?
Caramel Delights, of course.
Maybe that we should add, what's your favorite Girl Scout cookie? Linda on Facebook says, this has nothing to do with cookies and everything to do with anti-abortion advocates trying to get some cheap publicity. All right. Thank you, Linda. Eric in Kenosha is with us now. Hi, Eric.
Good morning. Well, I guess I'm unusual this morning that I'm probably the only male caller, but my daughter is a Girl Scout, and my nieces are Girl Scouts, and it's an amazing organization, kind of a complement to the Boy Scout, which was my own experience. But we need programs like this to teach our girls, to teach our young women how to be the leaders and the citizens that we want for tomorrow. And I can't imagine how anybody would take such a, well, I can't imagine, I live in this country, but such a cheap shot at an organization that does so much good and tries to politicize something that, you know, was aimed at, what did she say, what did your guest say, kindergartens through fifth graders?
That's the bulk of our membership base, but Girl Scouting itself goes all the way into 12th grade, and we do have a number of outstanding, accomplished women who are in their ambassador year and in their senior year. So the organization is K through 12, yeah.
Seems to me we did a show on the Girl Scouts upon an anniversary recently, and the women leaders in society today, a whole bunch of them did they were Girl Scouts. I mean, that's one of the reasons the Girl Scouts exist, right?
Yes, it's actually really neat to see. Every year, the Girl Scouts, anytime there's a new election year, they let us know how many people in Congress that are women were former Girl Scouts, or how many female governors across the nation were Girl Scouts, and the percentages are incredibly high. In fact, I think every female participant in the NASA space program, like, it's something incredibly high, like 98% of them were former Girl Scouts. So, you know, we have an organization called the Girl Scout Research Institute, which does a lot of wonderful research, basically on girls and issues that girls are dealing with as they grow up. And they give us a wealth of information. And just seeing how many leaders in their field, whether it be for politics or business or entertainment, were former Girl Scouts is really heartening.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Lee Snodgrass, Communications Director for the Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes, about this cookie cut, this call to boycott Girl Scout cookies. And we're welcoming your reactions, your questions, and your views on this. Are you going to boycott or buy Girl Scout cookies? And why? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Charles on Facebook says, 10 years ago when our daughters were younger, my wife was a Girl Scout leader, and the Girl Scout magazine sometimes spoke of a crisis of relevance for troops that embraced a 1950s vision of girls' issues. If education and comprehensive reproductive rights are a part of modern scouting, the Girl Scouts should be proud. If today's Girl Scouts and the women they choose as role models represent 21st century women's issues and women's rights, the real concerns of real young women in the real world, isn't that a good thing? Well, Lee, what about that?
Well, like I said, we don't talk to girls about those private issues. We do hold up a number of role models from all sorts of walks of life. And there's a presumption that they're all, you know, and somehow liberal leaders. But we've had, I mean, Eileen Collins, she's a former Marine colonel, and she was the first woman to pilot a spacecraft. We talked to girls in some program materials about Maya Lin, the architectural designer of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, Condoleezza Rice, any woman who is breaking ground at the forefront of her field, you know, the first African-American woman Secretary of State under George Bush administration. You know, these are things that we lift up to the girls to say, this is possible for you too. You know, the things that you're learning in our organization, the critical thinking and the sense of self and the self-confidence and knowing that you can try new things and you can really stretch yourself, these are the kind of things that bring women to these places in their fields. And we're frankly very proud to be an organization who does that.
Well, here's a negative comment. Matthew on Facebook, Girl Scouts have become a huge money-making front for the radical lesbian feminists. It is a shame it is not about the children anymore. What's your response to that?
I'm sorry that I laughed. That Of course not. We're an organization that's as diverse as any business or any other organization. You know, the people who are part of our organization, whether they be members or staff, are diverse and have many different, you know, backgrounds and beliefs. And I think that makes us a strong and interesting organization. It makes us be able to be responsive and sensitive to the things that our members are concerned with. As far as, you know, is it a money-making front? The cookie sale is obviously our largest fundraiser. But the money for the cookies, I think this is something that needs to be clarified too, is the proceeds from the cookie sale do not go back to GSUSA, the national organization. All of the proceeds for the cookie money does stay locally with each council. So, of course, we all have to pay the bakers for the cookies that they supply us. But after that, a portion of that goes to the troops, and then they use that with their girls. They've already decided how they're going to spend that, and the girls get some to spend on camp and things like that. And then the rest of it does go to the individual council, and then that supports the programming that we provide. Programming is everything. I know Badgerland has a great camp called Camp Hero, where girls can go and they can spend actually time sleeping in a firehouse and learning what firefighters do. And GWISE, Girl Scouts of the Southeast Wisconsin, they have iCamp, mm-hmm. which is a neat camp that teaches girls about social media and navigating that. And, you know, we have a trip to Europe coming up that we're going to be doing this summer with a lot of our girl members.
All good things. Lee Snodgrass, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
This is the Ideas Network.